All right, guys, welcome back to Beyond the Barbell, brought to you by Reebok, the official sponsor of CrossFit and the CrossFit Games. I am Ben Alderman.
I'm Blair Morrison. It's week three of the Open. Ben, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Not much to talk about, really. Nothing really eventful last night from Castro's announcement, right?
Yeah, just basic run-of-the-mill, totally new.
Exactly. You know, I thought it was creative and a little unnecessary, the way he unveiled the workout. I don't know if you got to see that part of it. I know you were in transit, but just the way he unveiled the rep count and the scheme was a little bit confusing at first.
Right. Didn't he just write up numbers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a squat snatch ladder, and you're going to be doing, you know, however many, 18, 15, 12, you know what I mean?
Right. Then broke it up into three rounds,
you know. And we can't just do that. We've got to do it with chest bar pull-ups. And then he did the breakdown. But nonetheless, no matter which way you slice it, I'm happy about the workout. Tell you that much.
Yeah, it's super cool. Very cool. I like these style of ladders where you have to kind of earn your way to the heavier weights. It's a great way to test strength while still making it CrossFit. So we all know that's preferred methodology for CrossFit HQ programming. For you specifically, this is a great draw out of the hopper. You know, if you could pick a workout to do on the strength side that really is going to separate you from the field, this is the one.
Yeah, I feel like if I did get to pick a workout, I mean, there's really not many ways you can make this better other than they just start with a 265 bar. Right? And you know, maybe you sub out the chest bar pull-ups for handstand push-ups or something like that, but you pair a heavy barbell with a moderate, you know, complexity gymnastics movement, right? The only thing simpler would be like a regular pull-up.
Right.
Right. And I'm happy. I'll take that all day long.
But let's talk about some of that heavy weights, because it is heavy. This is like regional heavy, mm-hmm. You know, as far as the top of the ladder goes. I mean, do you think that's sending, not the wrong message, but do you think that's kind of like showing that, hey, the Open isn't really for everyone anymore? It's like you have to really make it deep in the Open, you got to be this elite athlete?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, I didn't really think about it that way. I felt like what it was sending was that the sport is progressing, right? That's the kind of message I was thinking, that the sport was progressing. And I think that they kind of mitigate that mindset that, hey, this is not for everybody, by making their scale division a lot more accessible, right? So I think that there is some of that maybe, but I think it is okay because of the scale division.
Scale division still requires a squat snatch, though, which, I mean, that's we've run it at our gym today already for the early classes, and we got people that are not ready to squat snatch, you know, so we have to change it to power snatches. And they're, I mean, most of the people that were doing this, they're not signed up for the Open anyways, but that's a complex ask, you know, for a scaled division, a true squat snatch. So there, I mean, it's difficult.
It really is. I mean, I had people who aren't signed up for the Open in the gym, and we basically picked our own loading. It was not arbitrary. We followed the same structure of rep counts, but we had to change up the loading. We had to kind of scale some things back, and I don't know. I mean, it's just going to make it so. Yeah, I mean, maybe that'll leave a bad taste in some people's mouth who did sign up for the Open, and now they're like, hey, I can't even get a single rep at a scaled load. And they're going to be a little bit bummed out.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely did the pull-ups first because of that. So, like, hey, if somebody can't do a snatch, at least they're
going to
get six chest-to-bar pull-ups or six, you know, jumping pull-ups. So everybody who's in the RX division or the scale division will get a score. But and you know what else I like this year is, in previous years, they've made the increments 4 minutes. And here they expanded that first increment to 8 minutes, which means at the bare minimum, you're going to get 8 minutes of attempts. Right? Which is cool because you feel more involved when you're going for 8 minutes.
That's always the problem with that, like 16.2. That was the problem, right? The 4 minute time domain.
It's like you didn't even get a workout in.
Yeah. And that's a bad feeling, right? So I didn't even think about that, changing it to an 8 minute first increment. That's such a good solution.
Yeah. That was a good solution. However, you're still going to run into this because it's a squat snatch, which is a very difficult movement for most people to do who have not been CrossFitting very long. You're going to end up with them doing 30 seconds of pull-ups and 7 minutes and 30 seconds of, you know, squat snatch attempting potentially. And then maybe you can get through the first round and that's enough for people to feel validated. Like, hey, I was able to do the first weight, but not the second weight. And that might be enough, especially since the first 2 weeks were very accessible, right? The dumbbells were, you know, not very high skill movements. The dumbbell snatch and the dumbbell lunges.
They were pretty low skill.
Pretty low skill. The load wasn't crazy heavy. No, it wasn't preventing anybody from completing reps. In the first week, there was nothing, no high skill gymnastics. Last week, the bar muscle up, that was kind of a roadblock for a lot of people, but it was pretty far into the workout. So I didn't hear a lot of complaints last week. It's something that I noticed. Hey, it's not a power clean. It's not even a squat clean, which most people can do. It's a squat snatch. That's like the most difficult weightlifting movement you can throw out there.
I really agree. I mean, with that in mind, I mean, for people out there who are going to go at this workout RX, what are you looking at as, you know, the first thing they should be thinking about?
Well, because the weights go up and there is the issue of time, right? You can't really afford to miss a lot of reps if you want to advance to the next barbell. So the way I look at this workout for most people is that the snatch is the backbreaker. If you fail a snatch, it's going to take 15 seconds, 20 seconds of dead time before you're going to hit it again. If you fail a chest to bar pull up, or if you break a set of chest to bar pull ups, you're really only sacrificing 5 to 10 seconds.
Yeah, right.
So right there, it definitely pays more to break up your chest to bars than to risk failing a snatch. So obviously there's going to be an element of knowing what you're capable of and what weights are going to be challenging for you. But in my mind, if you're not a great chest to bar pull up person, you should be breaking those up from the beginning, because it doesn't really matter if you go 6 unbroken. It matters that you walk up to the bar and you hit your snatches clean, crisp, and moving on. Yeah. That's the biggest piece I see right off the bat. And I saw Scott Panchak do that from the beginning.
And he's actually not bad at chest to bar pulls, right? He's phenomenal at chest to bar
pulls. Phenomenal at chest to bar pulls.
And he still broke them up.
Right.
That's kind of what I was telling a couple of people who have asked me for advice. And, you know, there's like a saying, I think it's all roads lead to Rome or something like that, you know? And at the end of the day, all roads are going to lead to whatever barbell is the one that you're going to have trouble lifting,
yeah.
Right? You could try to bank time and do all this stuff, and really at the end of it, you're going to end up with the same barbell, staring at it, wondering if you can lift it again or if you can lift it for the first time, right? You can take your time and you can have a little bit less time once you're there, or you bank time and you're going to be a little more tired and be staring at it anyway. So I really feel like that's the case. All roads lead to Rome, and the Rome in this case is the 135 barbell for girls and probably like the 245 bar for the guys.
Right. And you have to get there feeling good and feeling confident, right?
Yep.
So I think the strategy should be, if you say, so like for me, like my goal is to make it through the 225 section, like have a chance to hit 245. That would be my goal. So I know that when I get to the 225, I can't be like huffing and puffing, because it's really hard for me to snatch, you know, decently heavy weights when I'm out of breath. So my whole goal through the entire first three blocks of that workout, the 95, the 135, the 185, and all the pull-ups that come in between, is to just manage my heart rate. That's my whole goal. I'm not going to miss any of those weights.
No.
I'm not going to miss any of those pull-up reps, but I don't want to get to the 225 bar and be out of breath and like have to just miss reps over and over. I don't want to do that. So my whole thing is like, how am I going to move steadily through this without, you know, getting above, you know, a 120 heart rate?
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. I think that that's the same play for even the guys, like, I mean, with the exception of Fraser. Fraser looked like he was moving pretty fast and being real aggressive through that. He was linking his snatches unbroken on his chest to bar, but then taking little breaks, and Panchak was kind of catching up to him. I mean, he had to see what Panchak was doing, you know, and he just still just, I don't care. I'm just going to keep going, right? So he had like zero fears of missing any weight, I feel like. You know, he was like totally confident.
Right. He missed 185.
Yeah, he missed 185.
Which was kind of funny.
Right. And then he just stepped back, like barely even shook it out, and just went again.
Right. And that's, I mean, when you're at the very, very high end, and we'll put you in this category because you have a 300-pound snatch, like these weights are, I mean, you're not even at 90% of your max at the top end, and these lower weights are, they're relatively low percentages. These are makeable lifts even when you're huffing and puffing and when you're tired. So for a guy like Frazier, he's trying to win that. He's trying to win that event. He's treating that like it's a regional event. He's looking around to make sure he's got the lead.
Yeah, he was. Even on his pull-ups, he was looking over at Pancheck, yeah, and like as he's doing a pull-up, and I'm like, oh,
like
boy,
whether or not he is finishing is not in doubt, right? So for him and for someone like you, like the strategy is going to be a little different than someone like me who knows, hey, I need to be at a certain, you know, level of consciousness and confidence to get these weights.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys, that's not the case. It's like,
right,
hey, I'm gonna get there and walk up and hit it no matter what.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do I most efficiently get there so that I have the fastest finishing time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that really is, it's like, how fatigued can you be and still hit 245? How fatigued can you be and still hit 265? You know? And I think that that's really the game the guys at the top are playing. Probably the couple hundred people who might finish this workout, a couple hundred guys who will finish this workout.
Right. I mean, it's crazy impressive to watch how every single one of Fraser's lifts look the same.
Right.
It's like if it's 265 or it's 135, you can't tell. Like if you didn't see the bar, it's just like, okay, he moves at the same speed. It's just like those weights they're not affecting him.
They don't affect him. And the chest of bars didn't really seem to affect him very much. It's just pretty crazy. You know, you watch a guy, and this is where I think some people are going to run into some issues. And, you know, I'm just going to use Cole as an example, and not as a bad example, just as an example of what people can do, is sometimes people who are big pullers with their upper body will fatigue later in workouts because their pull is gone, right? So the pull is kind of gone from the chest to bar. So you saw when he went for his second attempt at 265, the one he missed, or one of the ones he missed, he pulled the bar from the floor, and as soon as the bar got to about his knee, he started to round his thoracic just a little bit, right? And that's an actual fault that I see a lot of lifters make, but we still make the lift because we pull more aggressively with the arms. Well, you just don't have any arms, right? You don't have any more arms left.
Yeah, they're not there anymore.
Yeah, so he ended up missing that lift anyway, right? And then he figured it out, and I think that's just him being an athlete, right? Being a high-level competitor, he figured it out anyway. But that's why guys who do heavy, heavy workouts like Rich Froning, if you watch him lift, he early pulls all the time, right? And you just have to be able to do that if you want to keep moving those weights, because once your back gets tired, you got to find strength somewhere, or you got to kind of mitigate that by going back and forth, you know what I mean, between the two. And some snatches feel like this and some snatches feel like that.
Right. Rich can snatch the bar like cleanly four different ways is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So
that's pretty nice to have in your pocket.
Right. Do you think anybody should be thinking about warming up to their max before this workout starts?
You know, I was listening to what Grundler was saying, and you know, they were basically advising, him and Chase were advising, that you don't really need to go heavy because the workout itself warms you up. And I tend to agree with that. The way I'm going to approach it, and the way I'm coaching our athletes to approach it, is that we do like some three position snatch drilling with lightweight, maybe the first barbell, 95, 65, and then maybe hit one snatch or two snatches at the 135, and then start loading the bar heavy and just do pulls.
Oh,
just do pulls. So you feel the weight off the floor.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not a shock to your nervous system when you get there, but you're not wasting your hips and you're not wasting your catch, you know, cause you are going to be really warm by the time you get there.
Yeah.
But it might be nice to have a couple practice reps of staying back on your heels and, you know, doing that pull off the floor. You know, maybe one or two reps at each of the loads up to the ones that you think you're going to get to. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need to go through and waste attempts, like full snatch attempts at your heaviest weight.
Right. I don't think anybody should be missing any lifts before this workout, right? Like, unless it's something where you're just not prepped, your body's not ready, and your shoulder's out of position, it really shouldn't feel heavy. You should not miss it because it's heavy. You shouldn't miss it because you're anywhere near your top end, right? I personally think that you should be about 80% is the heaviest that you'd want to snatch, 80% of what you plan on hitting in the workout.
Right.
Right. So if you plan on hitting 245, there's really no reason for you to go up over 200 pounds in your warm up, right? You don't need to do that. You need to move the bar well. You need to move it the way you want to, but you also want to build confidence, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Feeling makes.
Yeah. Feeling makes. Like, that's so much more important, right? I remember the way I practiced snatches, overhead squats when I was coming up in the sport. I had some of the worst technique out there. I would save everything, right? And in this point, when you get into the workout, sure, if you want to save a rep because you know it's going to make a difference for your team or for you in the open, right, go ahead. But in your warm-ups, in your training, there's really not a whole lot of reason for you to catch anything ugly. There's really not a reason for you to even try anything that could potentially get ugly. It's just make reps.
I like it. I like it. Well, just to recap, to this point, the score is tied on the Ben versus Blair Open 2017. Well, no, actually, I guess Blair's ahead.
Blair is ahead because Blair is tied with me from last week, but then beat me on the first week.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but we're assuming you're going to win this week, so we'll say it's going to be tied. Safe bet.
Safe bet.
Safe bet. So I won the first week. We tie the second week with a 207 score, and then Ben, we know, is going to obliterate me this week. It's a good thing that we're only counting placings and not the margin of victory.
That's true. That's true, because I think that we've been close the last 2 weeks, and so this one might be a little bit different.
Yeah, there's going to be – we're not going to be in this on the same grouping on the leaderboard anymore.
I don't think
so,
no.
But anyway, that brings us to this week's edition of the FitAid Touch and Go. This segment brought to you guys by FitAid, the official recovery beverage of the CrossFit Games and the CrossFit Open. We want to remind you guys that they are still offering their 2-can exclusive. If you go to lifeaidbevco.com/BTB and place your order, you get 2 free cans, all for 99 cent shipping. So be sure to follow them on social at FitAid for new stuff. I know they got a new product coming out. They just released some sneak peek of the FitAid RX black can.
That's the thing I like the best about it.
I know
there's
Doesn't
some cool stuff about the product, but that black can with the gold writing.
Yeah.
Black and gold. Just
they got some good marketing people over there for sure.
Yeah.
And they got creatine in that thing.
I know. I heard.
We were talking about that, a pre-mixed creatine. That's kind of – I like the idea of that. So they got some good stuff coming out, and we're always happy to be affiliated with them. Great company, great people. Anyways, I'm going to be asking the questions of Ben today, and they're tough to read. I'll tell you that.
Whoever our producer is needs to get on top of the the old penmanship game.
All right. So last year, 16.2 was the heavy workout, right?
Yes.
We had 25 toaster bar, 100 double unders.
50 dubs.
50 double unders.
Yep.
And then the ascending ladder of squat cleans.
Ascending weight, descending reps.
Yep. 32 men in the world finished that workout.
Yes.
Completed it all the way through the final weight. Was it, what, 315?
315, yep.
Yeah. Which was tough. I remember watching you do it, and you barely made it.
1958, I think.
Yeah. So it was a 20-minute time to complete it. This year there's 24 minutes. Do you think there are going to be more or less people finishing this year's strength event?
Well, I mean, it's got to be more, I would think, because you don't have the – additional cardio-based movement, right, to make you more fatigued in the double under.
Okay.
And you have 4 more minutes, man. You know what I mean? So it's just a good feeling. And to be honest, the squat snatch, once you get it in position, I feel it's less taxing in the catch on the heart rate than a squat clean.
Yeah, I totally agree. Why do you think that is?
See, that front squat is just – it sucks, man. It's out in front of that frontal plane of the body. And
right.
So it's got to be core and midline that just keeps that thing in place. And so you just can't breathe. It just presses on the diaphragm, where in a snatch, dude, if that thing's over the center of your body, as long as your arms are locked out, you can breathe.
Right. That's true. I mean, and your shoulder mobility kind of gives you more play, right?
Exactly.
You can be a little forward, a little back. Mm-hmm. If you're flexible, you have some advantages there. Plus, dude, it's just less weight.
It is. It's less weight, right?
It's less weight.
Yeah.
The top weight this year for the men is 265. Women is 185.
Yep.
Last year, the top was 315. That's 50 more pounds.
Right. Exactly.
You know? That takes a toll on your system.
Mm-hmm. Pulling it off the floor is harder.
Yeah.
Right.
Pulling it off the
everything
floor.
Is harder. Right. Speed to the middle is harder. So, and then that just that catch out in front.
And then it's less reps.
And the bar is sitting technically on your chest, right? So it's pressing down on the same part that breathes, right?
Yeah.
It's not on the part that expands, but it's going to be tougher.
So
more people finishing. I would say there's probably going to be, I would guess, 5 times as many people finishing.
But it's also a much more difficult movement technically.
Yeah.
Right?
I still think 150 guys finish this workout.
You think there's 150 guys in the world that are that good at snatching heavyweights. Do you think a guy like Josh Bridges is going to finish? Remember, he PR'd his snatch at 265 at regionals last year.
Yeah.
So maybe he's made some gains, but not much, right?
But he did it in 8 or 9 or 10 minutes, right? This is 24 minutes, right? And there's nothing before it. Like, I think that a guy like Josh Bridges finishes the workout. Maybe not 150 guys, but at least 100 guys think finish this workout.
Okay, well, there you go.
The 32 who finished last year, right?
Yeah, 32.
Now we have a whole bunch of other people.
I mean, I definitely think last year's was a harder workout, like physically.
Yeah.
This one, I think you're going to see. Here's the thing. Last year, you didn't see people aren't going to miss a clean because they missed the technique on it. You're just going to miss it because you're tired.
You're freaking
and you're
smoked.
Not strong enough.
Right.
Here, I could see a situation where you're just having a bad snatch day, you know? Like, that happens.
Oh, totally.
That happens.
It's my biggest fear right now. It's the only thing that can actually get in my way is having a bad snatch day, right? And only be able to snatch 80% of my one rep max.
All right, and still snatch more than me at 80%. All right, next question. We talked a lot about the guys here, but will the fastest time this week be male or female? Just to give you guys some backing, the first 2 weeks, the females have outpaced the men. So week one, the fastest female time was 9:46. The men was 9:57, so an 11-second margin there. And then this past week, Sam Briggs did, 240 reps?
Yes.
I think the best men's time was 230 or 229.
Right.
So anyways, 2 for 2 on the ladies' side. What do you think is going to happen this time around?
Well, everybody knows what a fan I am of Sam Briggs. I don't think this is her workout, right?
No.
So it doesn't really pain me to say that I think the fastest time of this workout will come from the men's side.
Yeah.
I just think that the double upper body pulling movement, right, is something that we can do. I think that the 185, I feel like, is a little heavier for the girls than 265 is for guys.
Right. Usually it's I think that last year regionals, it was 265, 175.
Sure, there's an anomaly though, right? There's a couple of anomalies, right? Like Cara Webb. She went first in the Australia regional, and she destroyed. She decimated that snatch workout, right? So if her chest bar pull-ups are on point, you know, there are people out there that could make a run at this guy's time, right? Just, I don't know with the volume of pulling.
Yeah.
What this is going to look like.
You're right. She is one to look out for.
She is. Absolutely.
She's so small but so strong, and she's proven she can snatch heavy loads quickly.
Yeah.
So that's a good call. All right. Question 3 on the FitAid Touch and Go. Which athlete do you think, Ben, this helps the most? So what I mean by that is, to this point in the Open, you have like your first page of the leaderboard worldwide. So you have your elite athletes that are trying to qualify for the games. Is there anybody that's outside of that top 50 or that top 100 on the men's side, the women's side, that you think will kind of surge forward because of this particular workout?
Yeah, so on the men's side, it's really obvious to me. You got on the outside kind of looking in, at least when it comes to that top tier athlete, no issue with making regionals at all, but Ben Smith, right?
Right. Ben Smith. Yeah, haven't seen his name.
No, he's in over 200th place in the world, right?
Which is still really good.
Which is still phenomenal, right? But he's doing enough to put himself at the regional level, but he's not doing enough to showcase how fit he is at the Open level. And I think that this workout will really separate some things. And two workouts that didn't go his way, weeks 1 and 2, but this workout, Ben could have a pretty rough day, as I've talked about before, and still smash this workout.
A little known fact, if you guys aren't in the Mid-Atlantic region and aren't following this, there is a Smith atop the Mid-Atlantic region right now after 2 weeks, but it's not Ben.
And it's not Alec.
And it's not Alec. It's Dane, the youngest brother, is winning that regional.
I would say this, because of Dane's performance in the Open, this workout will hurt him, but by no means will it kick him out of any kind of contention in his region, right? He struggles with overhead position, but he's done so well. I think he won both workouts in his region.
He was third and first.
Third and first. Right? He's got 4 points.
It's crazy.
So if he gets 50th in this workout or even 60th, he's probably still able to play with the big boys in the top 20.
I mean, you got all three Smith brothers in the top 20 right now.
Right.
These guys are just unbelievable.
Right. So, and they're not going team.
I know.
They're not going
team.
No,
of course. They're all going individual. I mean, eventually, maybe in 10 years, they'll all be on a team, and then we'll see who's winning back-to-back championships. But all right, what about on the women's side? Do you know any athletes that you think are really going to be kind of benefiting from the heavy snatches this week?
Well, I mean, there are girls who are on the – I don't necessarily know if there's a lot of girls on the outside looking in at this point as far as where they're at on the leaderboard. I mean, most of the girls that we know are in the top 50, which is a pretty strong placing. The names that pop out as far as who's going to do well is like, you know, Kara, which we said. Brooke Wells will do really well at this workout. Katrin will do well at this workout. And those are people who aren't at the very top of the leaderboard. And I think they'll stand to move up a little bit. But I don't necessarily know who's like really far outside the top.
Yeah, I mean, the names you just mentioned, you know, Kara is on the first page of the leaderboard.
Right.
So is Brooke. Kara's in 26th. Brooke's in 28th. Katrin Tanya, David's daughter, is in 30th. So, I mean, they're all killing it so far. But maybe you think this could boost them up into the top 10?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Tia Claire Toomey, she's in 43rd.
Tia will do well in this workout.
I mean, she's an Olympian lifter. So you got to expect she's going to smoke it.
But she's not an Olympian chest-a-bar, so maybe she won't.
Hey, we already talked that chest-a-bars aren't the business this week.
I know. I don't even know how her chest-a-bars are. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, back-to-back, second in the world, I'm sure they're pretty decent. All right. Question number 4. Ben, this is a question after your own heart. Will this be the only week we see a heavy barbell in the 2017 Open?
I think this is the heaviest bar we're going to see. I think it's the heaviest bar. Will we see a moderate load? Maybe so. Moderate being like a 225, 155. You know, we've thought about that for other workouts. But I don't think that there's going to be anything this max effort-ish left in the Open.
Right. You think this is the week for the strength athletes to separate themselves? Kind of Dave gives the nod, right? Hey, show me how strong you are, you know, once you get there. But really, the Open is mostly about your engine and being inclusive.
Yeah, I think that the Open so far, I mean, week one, zero technique. Just all go. Right. And then this next workout in 17.2 was technique, but still a lot of engine. You know, it was grip strength. Now we have something that's going to be like high skill.
Yeah, very high skill.
Yeah, strength. I think that we could see still potentially something that not a lot of people are talking about. I think we could see a ring muscle up still and see something that's at the top level of accessible skills that we have out there. Just because of the way the Open's going, I think that Dave doesn't like the term classic CrossFit being the kind of, he feels like that's a misnomer for the Open, or maybe it's not a misnomer for the Open. It has been the right name for the Open up to this point, but he wants it to be one from here on out. So that's just my prediction.
I would be shocked if we had another heavy lift. I think at least in this, you know, format where that's the separating factor is the heavy lifting. I don't think that's going to happen again.
Right.
But you know what we like to see is surprise. We like to be, you know, kind of checked in our expectations and be prepared for the unknown.
And we have been. It's been a great Open so far.
Yeah, it has. All right. Wrapping up. Final question. Question number 5. Fit Aid Touch and Go. If there is going to be a repeat workout, what is it going to be? You know, we asked this question last week, and now we have more information. We know that there are chest bars are off the board, potentially. What do you think, Ben? What's still available out there? What workout is he going to pull from to give us the repeat this year?
Well, there's 2 workouts left on the board that really jump out at me, and that's 55 calorie row, 55 wall ball, 55 deadlifts, and 55 handstand pushups. That's, what is that, 16-4.
That's from last year.
Yep, last year. And then we also have, and that would be that moderate load barbell that we're talking about. And then there's also the handstand push-up power clean workout, the ascending ladder in terms of how many handstand push-ups it was. And the power cleans went up too, just a little slower.
That was 15.4.
15.4.
Right.
Yeah. And then, so you have another moderate load barbell, 185, and a high skill movement. So,
and you got to expect the handstand push-ups to be there, right?
I would expect that. So that's why I picked one of those two. But we haven't had rowing yet. And so if I had to pick something, I'd say it's probably the first one I said. And that's the row, deadlift, handstand push-up, and wall ball workout. So that would be my biggest, like, I'd probably put money on that.
You know what's still out there, Ben? We talked about last week. Rowing thrusters.
Rowing and thrusters. I know. No, there hasn't been a thruster yet.
Rowing and thrusters is still out there. And that's a, I mean, I don't know if the first workout this week would count as the just vomit on your shoes feeling that people remember open workouts for, but the rowing thruster one was epic in that regard. People were slaughtered after that. So I would not put that past him that he would bring that back on the final week of the open.
So then we have power clean, handstand push-up next week, and then rowing and thrusters.
Well, no, he wouldn't do two repeats, would he?
Well, yeah, that's true. You're right. Sorry, I was thinking about like what we had out there, but
yeah,
maybe he wouldn't.
Maybe. Do three all new workouts, like new movements.
And then two just
and
total,
two total
copies.
Repeats. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. One more go around it at this, or one more week, and we'll know what the repeat workout is. I don't think the final workout will be repeat again this year, just because last year it was the repeat workout.
Yeah.
So I think this week coming up,
this is where you're anticipating
17.4
is where
we'll see.
And then
see
something
repeat.
New for the final.
That's what I think.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it for us, guys. Good luck out there. Snatch heavy. Be strong. Make sure you go on to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, rate us, keep us in the top of the fitness charts. We love bringing you guys these tips and tricks. So if you have any feedback, things you want to hear, hit us on Instagram at BTB Podcast. And take a look at Ben's score this week. It's going to be a good one.